You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Standard time, guys. It's your man, Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. What's up to all my fans out there? Everybody, tweet me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, HollywoodItGuy.com. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about this week on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio and all of our wonderful supporters. Speaking of supporters, I want to drop a couple names, a couple supporters here. Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-H-J, Designs. Hooked it up with the most awesome cross you've ever seen in your life. It's like the inside of a rock with like a gold silver cross on it. If you guys saw my picture with Verdeen White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, that is the cross right there that I'm talking about. If you guys like the design, D-E-R-R-I-C-H-J, just go to his Facebook, search him, check it out. And he's going to be the designer doing the new Easy Way Christian line. So if you guys want some jewelry, we're going to be in the midst there. Also want to shout out Fan TV Global Network, Tightrope Magazine, Rock This Magazine, THIZ, EOTM Radio and Television, and the EOTM Awards, Airy Readers Digest, Airy Readers Digest Magazine, Actors Reporter, all the media support that we have, and those are all actually things that I do columns on, guys. Anything that I might be around, you can check that out as well. And I wanted to kind of highlight and really enhance my column on the Washington Times and tell you guys what you can go check out, because I really haven't brought up the Washington Times that much, but there's been a lot of columns, and I kind of wanted to see what would happen with Washington Times and kind of separate the traffic. But now I want all my fans to go check out the column on the Washington Times. We just did an article on Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger. You guys heard my show previously. We did an article on a pink carpet, actually, with the Jackson family. A couple questions and situations with some involvements with Obama, Mitt Romney, Lindsay Lohan. That's definitely a column you guys would want to check out. Larry Namer, exclusive column. He's the co-founder of E! Entertainment. Former world champion Booker T. You guys, if any wrestling fans out there, Booker T is the manager for the WWE, WWF, the whole wrestling thing. Vampire Diaries, Robert Richard, which was also in Coach Carter with Samuel L. Jackson. Shout out to my boy Robert. An interview with Shane Sparks, really, really cool interview I did there. An award-winning, a lot of just award-winning, you know, people that are involved with some great stuff. We're doing it the easy way, and those are some columns you can check out. And you just go to Eric Zuli and Washington Times on Google, and you'll see everything. It's pretty cool. So that's my column. Definitely check it out. And really, if you follow E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, you'll notice everything. Also a column on Rick Rosman, which does the Rosman Experience on Sundays. And he's got a really cool show coming up. I really suggest. I know everybody's about the anti-bullying thing. He's got a really cool show, and then see each word, Eric, really cool show at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Keith Sargent. This guy's started a charity that is really, really about anti-bullying. There's a big event coming up on March 23rd, and he's Rick Rosman's guest. And, they just had something out on 94.7 The Wave, and it's just definitely a charity you guys want to check it out. So 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time this Sunday, Rick Rosman, the Rosman Experience. And he has a column now, too, on the Washington Times. So just check him out, follow him. This man's a humanitarian above all humanitarians. They call him the Mr. Humanitarian. RickRosman.com, RickRosman, RickRosman.com, and he's making a lot of major moves, so really cool. So it's Easy Talk, guys, Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate everybody that listens and enjoys my rambling, and appreciate everybody that supports and loves what we ramble about, and we do it the easy way in Hollywood, so we're going to hit a quick commercial break here, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yes, sir. I'm back. It's your man, Eric Easy Zuli, to anybody that might be tuning in. And we have a great show, Easy Talk, and we're going to be talking to a really cool guest. I know you guys have been seeing the tweets. And shout out to my man Tommy Davidson for tweeting it out and letting everybody know about this cool show. You guys know Tommy Davidson. He's been the voice of the Proud Family on Disney, and he's currently got a show on Showtime right now. And, I mean, he's the major, major comedian, major actor, making moves. We're going to talk to him the easy way coming up here real soon. And, man, it's just so much fun, man. I love this show. Thank you. Thank you to everybody that supports us and hangs out. And you can call us at 914-338-1303. Oh, there's that beat again. I want to talk to you. No, I'm just kidding. I won't freestyle. Well, maybe I will. Because, I don't know. Should I freestyle or not? I got a couple requests. So, yeah. I don't know. You know what? All right. Let's just play around here. I just did the music videos, the dance. It's time to freestyle. Yeah, it's time to make you smile. All the while, hit your wild child, Mr. Easy. You see me on TV real soon. Yeah, when it comes to Blog Talk Radio, I might be a loon, but it's a full moon. And I'm breaking out like a werewolf, screaming shout, because that's what it's all about. Easy talk, yo, walk the walk. You know what? I'm never lying and dying, ever living in shock. When it comes to what I do, I just do my goals and success, because you know I'm the best. And people and haters might come around, but I never stress. There's no need to. You know what? Time to redo. Did you want to turn the book? Yo, it's all good. I'm just freestyling with no hook. It's all good. Giving you a happy, happy look to all my fans. It's the man. Yo, raise your hands. Woo! Okay. I just got to do that every now and then. But, you know, guys, I'm going to actually call a friend of mine. It's Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm going to call a friend of mine here, and this is Tightrope Magazine. This is one of the senior editors, main people making it happen with Tightrope Magazine. Let them talk to you a little bit about what they got coming up, what we're doing together, and how we're making some moves the easy way. We rock with the magazines and the radio. Shout out to Nautica De La Cruz, too, for coming on the show and the great movements we're making happen. Nautica De La Cruz from KGLH Radio, Stevie Wonder's station, and, you know, she's making it pop. And let's see. Is this Yolanda?
Hey, Easy.
Hey, you're on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, live on the radio. All my fans are hearing. Yeah, we're going to be tweeting about you. What's up, Yolanda?
Hey, it's about you right now.
No, this is you time. This is me. I'm going to go away, and we're going to talk. Yeah, we got to hear how tight the rope is.
Okay, cool.
Talk to us about Tightrope Magazine, a wonderful publication in New York and Hollywood. Talk to all our fans about kind of the movements that we're doing with Tightrope Magazine, the easy way. And I'm going to go ahead and let you take the floor, and I'll be quiet for once in my life.
Cool. So basically, I'm Yolanda. I'm Ketchum, the editor-in-chief of Tightrope Magazine. I mean, connecting with Easy is awesome, so we do it the easy way as well as the tightrope way. The main purpose of this mag is really just letting the world know all about the up-and-coming talent that's happening around the world, believing in them and getting them out there. You can go to our website, which is tightropemagazine.com. We're on Facebook. Of course, like he said, we do it the easy way. Bringing to you television from Tightrope and Easy TV as well as radio. which we're doing right now. We've worked with Easy. He's brought to us talent that is great, and you'll be seeing one of those talents real soon on the cover. So, of course, you have to stay focused and listen, and we'll give you all the up-and-coming highlights of what's happening.
We want to hear more. Talk to us about some of your past covers.
Okay, some of our past covers. We've had Kyla Pratt on the cover, actress Kyla Pratt. Christian Keys, singer, actor, Brian White of Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. We've had comedian Alex Thomas. We've even had Elizabeth Hendrickson of Daytime Drama, Young and the Restless. Also Eden Reigel. We've had Robin Givens. We've had Carmelita Jeter, you know, from the Olympics. I mean, so many people. Those are just a few of our past covers. I mean, we're really making it happen. And Tightrope is in the here and now. I mean, really, we've had Jade Cole, because we have Hotties Tightrope. That's one of our brands on the cover. And everything is moving forward. Jackie Christie of Basketball Wives, and her daughter was on our cover. Recently, we had Tony Rock, comedian, on our cover. Chris Rock's brother. So, I mean, things are really happening, and we're moving forward. We're loving what's happening. We're loving our connections. The people we've come in contact with is awesome. And we want to hear about the talents also that's out there now, that's up and coming. Even if we, you know, do a little write-up about you. It might not always be about the cover, but sometimes you just need people to know what you're doing and what you're up to. I mean, hit Easy up. And easier hit me up. We have our blog where we can write about you as well. I mean, come on. Any information that we can receive about you and put it out to the world is good advertising for yourself. I mean, you know, for your brand.
Yeah, you know, and you guys are really, really making it happen for the independent talents, and that's why I wanted to highlight you and give you a little time to let people know about, you know, about what you guys do, and Tightrope, TIGHTROPE magazine.com. Make sure you check it out, and check out my column, which never gets updated yet, because we got the specialness brewing. It's like a stew, and we can't serve it yet. So that's why, guys, nothing's been updated quite yet. But wait, it's about to be really cool. And did you catch my show with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Verdeen White at his house exclusively? Did you get a chance to see that, Yolanda?
Oh, my goodness, no. So you know I'm going to hit that up as soon as I get off this airways. I'm going to check it out. I've been really busy working on that next cover and, you know, trying to look out for new talent and see what's happening. So I haven't had a chance to do that, but most definitely I will. I'll check it out.
So, Tom, before we let you go, talk to us about the new talent, what type of talent you're looking for, what you would be doing with the talent, how you discover it, how the casting works, because I have a ton of talent that listens to the show.
So basically, you know, I'm on Facebook, and sometimes I search from there. I go on YouTube, or someone contacts us. A lot of people contact us, and we take a look and see what they're doing out in the world. We're checking out their fan base. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot that we do, and if we feel it, we believe in it, and it's positive because, number one, we're Integral Mag. We are not a gossip magazine. We're very integral, and we believe in the gift as well as the person. So that's what it's all about. It's about your passion and your vision. If you have a drive and you're willing to walk that tightrope, that's what it's about, the drive, the vision, the love, and the passion for your art. So it's art. It's artists of all genres. We don't pick it out. Artist is an artist.
Well, I'm going to play an artist that I think has a tremendous amount of talents, and I do artist highlights here and there. And you're going to tell us what you think, Yolanda, and if you want to make something happen, let me know. But we're going to play this artist. His name is Anthony Starr, guys. And, you know, give us your comments. Give us your tweets. Let me know what you think. Anthony Starr. This song is called The Way You Are.
What's up, man? We got our highlight artist of the week on phone.
I often do that, yep, but that's okay because I can make mistakes on my show because it's my show, neener, neener. I can do anything I want. Ha ha. Okay, I got to find
Anthony Starr. Let's try this one. Okay. Anthony Starr, The Way You Are.
You remember them late nights chilling, kissing, catching feelings, taking walks on the beach, taking pictures so real. And out of every girl I know, there ain't none like you. You my heart and that's for sure, and I'm stuck like glue. We in the same game, chasing the same fame. Give you everything I can, including my last name. You don't care about the money, cause you know I'm good. Go to war for your love, yeah, you know I would.
You know my girl, that's my swag. Nothing else that's in my past. It's just me, me and you. It's a world made just for two. So in love, so in love. That's just how a lover knew. Hey, just the way you are. Just the way you are.
Yeah. I said you hold my heart, there's no one better.
Yeah.
I said you keep me warm just like a sweater.
Worry about where I be, and everything I got is yours, you can share my dream. And every time I got a show, girl, you'll be backstage saying go and go, just as my songs play. And when I'm on the road, girl, it really don't matter. Stay away from all these hoes, cause there ain't nobody better. Still get them butterflies when I see that smile. Trying to see you in a dress, walking down that aisle. Tell my friends you the best, they say had you crazy. But what they really know about my baby? A lot of haters in this world, but that don't faze me. They just mad cause I'm bragging, really, can you blame me? No matter what, you my ride or die chick, you the one that I ride or die with. No matter what they say, girl, I'll always be down. And if you ever feeling sad, girl, I'll always be round.
You know my girl, that's my swag. Nothing else that's in my past. It's just me, me and you. It's a world made just for two. So in love, so in love. That's just how a lover knew. Hey, just the way you are. Just the way you are.
Open up, let them in. Show me your heart,
show me your heart,
and I'ma surely win. It's me and you, ain't no one else. First class cloud nine, we sitting top shelf. Our love is not up for debate, and these are truth and stipulations. The price is just right. The rest of my life, I'm right by your side. True love cannot hide, cannot hide. No.
No matter what anybody has to say, no matter what anybody has to say.
I think that's good. I like it. I actually heard a little flavor of old time New Edition with the little talk, the little rap. I heard a little, you know, my ear sometimes is just wide open. I heard a little Usher in the feel of what's happening today. But I like it. I mean, altogether, I think the ladies and some of the gentlemen, they can get a groove on with that.
Well, that kid's got a ridiculous fan base. And, yeah, I know what you mean, that ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, that was the New Edition. That, you got a good ear. You got a good ear. Speaking of New Edition, you're not talking about One Direction, New Edition. I get those two confused sometimes.
Yeah.
I want you to get involved as well. We're doing the EOTM Awards at the Club Nokia August 4th. And we actually have One Direction nominated, Eva Mendez, Carmen Electra, and a lot of other great people. So we need Tightrope Magazine to get in there and make sure people walk the tightrope that certain way. But hey, you know, in closing, you want to shout out your Twitter, the Facebook, the websites, all that stuff, and talk about, you know, how many people can do it the tightrope easy way before we let you go.
Sure. You can contact us, of course, on Facebook. It's tightropemagazine.com as well. That's our website name. And hit us up on Twitter, Tightrope Mag on Twitter. And if you want to hit me up, I'm Extravagant Fancy on Twitter. And that's X with an X, not EX. So Extravagant Fancy. And, I mean, come on, walk that tightrope with us. You know, take it from around your neck and walk on it. Walk right into your gift, your passion, your purpose. We believe in your talent and your vision, and I know you do too. So come join us. I mean, we have a fan base of across the board, 100,000. I mean, we even have an international fan base. So come on board with Tightrope Magazine and help us do it the easy way.
And WTV Networks, which is reaching about 60,000 hits a day right now, is powering their magazine, guys. So it's no joke. Make sure you take a look at it. And as you know, we are doing our TV show behind the scenes right now. We're looking for a lot of talent. So we're looking for you. Yolanda, thank you so much. Now, you know, everybody I bring on my show, I make them do a good exit strategy, a little exit rap, or exit talent. Do you have anything that you can show us that has to do with, you know, some secret talent you have with your voice?
Oh my goodness! What can I do? What can I do? Let me see. You know, you really caught me off guard here. I can do a lot with my voice, but I think I'm not prepared though. Easy. Oh my goodness.
I can turn the music down if you want, or you want the music in the background. It's a good vibe, but that's the beauty of it. Like, if you're not prepared.
Leave the music on, and it might not sound, because I am not a rap person at all, but I'll say this, jump on the tightrope, because this is your hope, your passion, your fashion is what it's all about. Join us, easy way, pathway, the heavens way, your way.
No doubt.
That's all I got for you, Easy.
Being you know, a good participant and a good sport, we appreciate it. And we appreciated you coming on the show right quick. And we will be tweeting it out, letting you know and everything. And so, Tightrope Magazine, guys, that's Yolanda. She's the lady you hit up. We're doing it the easy way. So, thanks, Yolanda. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to pop on another cool highlight artist of the week. This is actually an artist I met through Shane Sparks, which also does one of our shows on Saturday. Shane Sparks. Planet Dance, and this artist is called Alizé. I think I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying it right. Yolanda, thanks so much. We're going to play this artist, guys, and pretty soon we got coming up. Tommy is just getting off the plane. I'm actually texting him right now as we speak while we're on the show here. He's just getting off the plane. He's trying to make it work. He'll be coming in anywhere between 2:30 to 2:45, and stay tuned for that. Tommy Davidson has his own show on Showtime. Chocolate Sunday, I believe it's called. Sundays. Make sure you check it out. Tommy Davidson, actor, comedian, extraordinaire. We make it happen. Easy talk, easy way. Check out this artist. Let us know what you think, guys.
Tell them, stop. We have a cold red.
You can say what you want, I grind all day. Better give me that name, not a boy that can pay. Take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flick. Gonna keep him wide awake. Flick.
We have a cold red.
Say you want it, want it. You can make it extra hot. And know that once you get inside, listen, you can never stop. I keep it on lock, but you get the cold combination. And now you got me open, cause you can keep my heart racing. We'll be right back.
a dream, now you're learning in my eyes, you get lost. At the cops of blood, of course, guaranteed to prove an overturn of a bar.
Green don't stand a chance, and the yellow almost late. But give me that red, and he will never go out late. It's like we faded in the moonlight of candle. If I had one wish, it would be a co-redder.
And man, do I feel like a DJ. So we have, I want to talk about loyalty, okay? That's one of the topics I want to really talk about today. And loyalty is so, so, so important, okay? Let me tell you why I want to talk. Actually, you know what? We got a call. I got to grab this call. I think I know who it is. Caller 310-6721. You're on Easy Talk. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about loyalty too, baby.
That's what I thought, Miss Jackie Dollar, guys. We got Jackie Dollar with Jackie's Vita Loca on Thursdays, 3 p.m., and she was talking about the Pope. I mean, you got pretty down and dirty and deep. You got the three Ds.
You know, I did my best not to have the ground open up and swallow me up for sinning.
I got you, and I gave you your theme song with the rooster, and then you called it a chicken. But you guys got to check that show out. It was a lot of fun. Jackie's Vita Loca, at Jackie's Vita Loca, J-A-C-K-E-I-S, Vita Loca, every Thursday, 3 p.m. Talk to us a little bit about your show, Jackie, to my listeners, because my listeners are crazy, and they like crazy fun, crazy life people.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Then I came to the right place, you know. I mean, I was just so impressed of the way you blinged out our chicken. So we have this chicken that's at the beginning of our show every time. And he's just, a regular chicken, you know, standing on top of my roof. And Eric gave him a couple lessons, and he blinged out his song, and it just, like, came out so funny. You got to listen to the show from yesterday and download it. But, yeah, our show is about all the senseless and irrational and crazy crap that we Latinos do that, by the way, makes everybody laugh. So it's not just a show for Latinos. It's Latino-inspired. We're inspired by Latinos and all the insane things that have happened to me in my life and continue to happen. I make fun of everybody in my family, my circle of friends. Eric is no exception. And I encourage you to come and join in with the crazy games on Jackie's Vida Loca. Here, let me see if I can say this, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. How's that?
I love the voice tone when you do that, too. And, you know, our guest today is Tommy Davidson. He's kind of running a little bit late. You know how those celebrities are. But and he's a comedian, and you're a comedian. And so I mean, to talk to him,
a new show coming.
You know what? Actually, guys, and you know, Jackie, we're gonna go ahead and he's actually in queue right now. He's just jumped in. If you want to stay and listen to the show, you're more than welcome to. And maybe I'll introduce you to him. But he just jumped on. We're gonna go ahead and bring Tommy on after this quick messages and words from our. Actually, not our sponsors. It's our web network, and it's our movement. But we'll have sponsors soon. We're up and coming station, and that will come very soon. It's been in conversations, and I don't know why I just told you guys that. But Jackie, thanks so much for hanging out with us, and stay on, because I'm going to be promoting your show because I love it, and I thought it was so unique that you had the little kids on and the opinions, and you really produced.
Oh, weren't they awesome?
They were. You really produced your show well. But we're going to go ahead and go this quick commercial break, guys. When we come back, we're going to have Tommy Davidson and talk to him about the life of Tommy, you know, just his life in general, you know, the day in the life of Tommy Davidson. So we'll be right back. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood Ink Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Our guest on Easy Way Broadcasting is a man of extraordinary talent. You know his comedy, you know his acting, and you know his voice. After our show today on Easy Talk, you will know the man behind the success. Welcome, Tommy Davidson!
It's Easy Talk, and I believe we got Mr. Tommy. You there? You on?
What's up? What's up, buddy?
What's up, my bro? Mr. Tommy Davidson, man, I'm a fan. I'm just going to go right out and say it. I'm a fan. It was great seeing. I'm a fan and a friend. I'm an FF. You know, like they do Follow Friday? Well, I'm doing Easy Talk FF. I saw you at the Omar McGee event. That was a great event that you were supporting, a great cause. You rocked it with your comedy show, and WTV caught that, and we will be posting on the network very soon. I bet the fans are really looking forward to that. You're making extraordinary steps and moves. Congratulations on your show on Showtime, and talk to us, man. The day in the life with Tommy Davidson. What is your life like? I know you just got off a plane and you're moving and grooving, and just I'm gonna be quiet now. It's the floor is yours.
Yeah, I don't know. Just it's pretty hectic sometimes, you know, with all the traveling and stuff. But other than that, it's a fun job. You know, I go around the country doing comedy at clubs and arenas all over the world. So, you know, that coupled with the stuff I do with TV, movies, and animation, I couldn't ask for more, really. You know, it's just that sometimes the schedule gets crossed, and it's a big job, you know. But it sure beats working at the delicatessen, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, man, I know. I mean, you're very versatile. You're doing the animation, and I know you were the voice of the father on The Proud Family on Disney. That's huge. And how did that come about? I mean, was that your agent, and you just got the gig, and then you just kept it, and you know, like you know, so many people want to be you. You know, there's so many people that are.
Sure. Yeah, being me is kind of hard. But. I actually met Ralph Farquhar, the producer, years ago, just knowing him through comedy. I used to want to produce The Brow Family and suggested I be a part of that project. So I came along, and they liked what I did with the voice. And another guy named Bruce Smith, who was the director and animator, he just did The Princess and the Frog. So, you know, The Brow Family was hugely successful on Disney for 5 years, and now I'm on another animated series by the creator and the animator of Boondocks, Carl Jones. And it came about the same way. You know, the star of the movie from the film I did, Black Dynamite, that I co-starred in, it then became an animated series with the people who did the best series I've seen in years, which is Boondocks. So I got the best of all worlds in animation.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're doing the Showtime show. I believe it's called Chocolate Sundays.
Yeah,
and
Chocolate Sundays is another, well worked for success that started out. You know, I did 3 Showtime specials, you know, 17, 18 years ago, and now I'm back on Showtime with a combination show. It's like a sketch show meets Def Jam. You know, it's a really innovative show, and we're happy about that too. So yeah, like you said, I am an all-out, all-around entertainer.
Yeah, no, you're definitely a versatile. How many hats do you have at your house, brother? Would you consider yourself, and I know you're a humble person, you'll probably say, oh, no, but I think you're kind of getting into the level 9, level 10 legend area in the comedy circuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that reminds me of Will Smith and I Am Legend.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually involved with one of the executive producers of that show. But we'll talk behind the scenes, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I want to talk about the philanthropy side of you, because the fact that you were there, we saw Lou Gossett Jr. there, my client Rick Rosman, who presented the award to Lou Gossett, and then you happened to just come in when we were doing the pictures, and I was like, you know, standing next to you. You didn't remember me, but I kind of you know, whispered in your ear a little bit, and then you kind of ignored me still with all the cameras because, you know, you're a superstar. No, I'm kidding. But But I saw you, I saw you in the hallway, and we just started kind of talking and just kind of rekindled. You know, we see each other a couple times on red carpets and whatnot. But, you know, I want to really talk about Tommy Davidson. You know, besides the star, the actor, and everything that the public knows, what's the, you know, the personal side of Tommy? You know, like what, are there any particular charities you're involved in? Anything, any 501c3s you're working on directly? Anything that you want to, what do you want to talk about? You know, and if you were to not do Hollywood, and if you were to be able to create a normal personal day that you'd call your friends up, what type of day would you create? What would you do?
I can't really see it without entertainment, you know.
Really?
You know, that would consist of me doing my own films, on TV, sort of running my own mini studio, you know, and doing music and a lot of stuff. I was lucky that you know, I had a mom who's now deceased, God bless her, but she was involved in, like, countless community projects. She always was helping people, and it sort of rubbed off on me. So now I've taken what she did for our individual community and kind of taken it out to the world community. I go to military bases around the world and perform for soldiers, as well as I'm there for the veterans that are coming back disabled as well. And I go to juvenile hall. I work with alcoholics and addicts. I work with, you know, I can't think because I'm driving. Work with children of all types, you know, in the adoption agencies and foster homes, Down syndrome children who have a rare diseases. I just do a lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, anybody who asks me for help, I pretty much help them.
Mm. And yeah, shout outs to your girl Whitney that keeps you sane, because I know how it is, man. Like, you know, I'm slowly starting to get into it more and more, and it's like you want to help so much, but there's only one Tommy. You know, have you found that multiplicity machine? Have you found any way to multiply yourself yet? Any
Well, you know, I know
secrets?
For a fact that there's only so much that one person can do. You know, but
yeah.
As long as I do my best, and you know, with the you know, the limited time I have here on this earth, man, you know, just try to get as much done for others as I can, because I know that's the only thing that really moves on in time, you know, is the principles and ethics that you pass on to others, you know. It was passed on to me, and that's how it just works, you know.
Exactly. Doing others and they'll do it.
Very primal.
Yeah, doing others, they'll do unto you. And I mean, what you when you give back, it comes back. You know what I mean? And dude, you've been on in Living Colors, yeah, in Living Color, and you were with Jim Carrey, you were with Jamie Foxx, you were with all the biggest stars. Talk to us about that experience. And you know, if you could go back in time, would you change anything when you were doing that? I mean, you have so many fans off of that show.
If I wanted to change anything, that would be kind of a selfish move of mine, because I would just get what I wanted, and what I particularly wanted did turn out the way that things are turning out for me, because the things I wanted were for myself. Now I live a life where things that I do are for others as well, so that element wouldn't be in my life if I were to change anything. You know, it's natural for a human being to want for themselves, you know, but I'm now in the supernatural range.
In this, explain, what do you mean in the supernatural range?
Well, you know, it's natural for us to be, you know, selfish. I mean, a child is taught first and foremost to share, because it's just the nature of survival to look out for self. You know, so it's supernatural not to. You know, so I've been able to be rocketed into that dimension, which is cool, because it probably wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the natural events that happened for me. You know, like, for instance, I was abandoned as an infant, and my mom that raised me found me. And then raised me with her family. So that already just instilled this different destiny for me, and now it's starting to really take on legs.
Okay. And talk to us about your mom, man. Your mom sounds pretty interesting. It sounds like she was very influential of you. If you want to.
It's a good thing, actually. She's a white woman who believes in equality of all people. You know, she exposed me to everything, to Native Americans, which I'm half Native American and African American. So she taught me the black experience. My grandfather taught me all about the multiple European, you know, cultures that are within this continent and throughout the world. So I basically got a nice, good boot camp on people. So now I'm like the people's entertainer.
Mm-hmm. And when you do your comedy style as a comedian, do you do a lot of freestyle, or are you kind of like routining it? It seems like your style, because I just watched your show at the Omar McGee event, and you really just kind of go off your scenery. That's like an inner talent that not a lot of people have, you know?
Yeah, I've been blessed that way that you know, my performances take on shape of the environment. You know, I have stuff that I do. You know, I have comedy material that I work on and that as a craft and as a technique. But for the most part, I'm a stand-up, full-on entertainer that sort of metamorphosizes to the moment.
Okay, and is there anything else coming up that you have in the works that you can maybe tell us a little sneak preview of that people might not know of?
Well, I'm always working on the Tommy Davidson Show constantly, and that's a show that's to come. I don't know what it's going to be, but I believe the television show that's mine. You know, I really loved the Flip Wilson Show growing up, which is a versatile sketch musical show that just showcased everybody's talent who was on the show as well as the host. Or I can go the sitcom way. You know, I have two movies that I wrote, about six movies that I like to make, you know, as well as documentaries, and of course I'll be offering books later on down the line. So it's a full slate, boy.
I bet, and especially so. For the listeners that are listening, besides being an entertainer, actor, comedian, it sounds like you really wear the producer hat. And a lot of people wonder, you know, from someone like you that has a lot of accomplishments and is established, what is a producer in your eyes?
Well, a producer is a creator, really. It's the person that's basically behind, you know, all the particulars of a project, rather than be music, TV, book, film, or whatever. It's the person that sort of harnesses the idea and then follows through with the idea in every aspect, works with everything. So in movies, it would be the camera people, the makeup people, the wardrobe, the casting, the script. In music, it would be the studio and the vocals and the artists and the A&R. So they're sort of like the brain behind everything. Like, let's take Spielberg, for example. You know, Spielberg is what we would consider like an executive producing center creator, where he can harness an idea and then give the idea his interpretation through using other creative people in one project.
Okay. And would you say that a producer basically connects dots, like someone that actually produces, brings someone real to the table, or a situation that's real to the project that everybody's working on as a whole?
I think it's both. You know,
Puffy
is a good example of a really good producer, or Russell Simmons, or Spike Lee, or even Oprah Winfrey. Like, really good producers are able to wear a lot of hats and focus one project into its highest level of quality, and then make sure that product gets out to that particular audience.
Okay, and I noticed that you have Tommy Cat. Okay, what is with the cat? I gotta know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tried to come up with a character. You know, eventually I'm gonna do a cartoon called Tommy Cat. You know.
Okay.
He's basically like me. He's got all these different influences at once. You know, and so I just named the production company that. Who knows? It may change. But for now, it's Tommy Cat Productions, and I started it about 17 years ago, and I've been going strong.
Okay, are you ever looking for any talents? Are you ever looking to bring anybody, you know, in on an internship position, anything like that, with your production company?
I'm always looking for talent. So the way to reach me is TommyDavidson.net, or if you want to be more direct than that, go capital letter Tommy Davidson on Facebook and just send me a little bit of what you do, and I'll take a look at it. And if it's this, it's this.
Well, that's pretty cool. And just so you guys know, his actual Twitter is Tommy Cat. I appreciate the tweet. We definitely tweeted back and forth a couple times. And, you know, if you guys are looking to get that opportunity or get that shot, send some stuff into easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com or tommydavidson.net. You know, and you know, that's what this station's all about. We're making it pop. Now, we're going to be posting your comedy routine pretty soon on thewtv.com, and I hope that you at least throw your opinions on things. And what advice would you have for comedians, writers, producers, people that are trying to be in your shoes?
Don't take no for an answer ever. And just keep on working. And eventually, if you work hard enough on any one thing, it'll eventually happen. I can't give you a time limit on that. I wish I did, because if I had a time limit on it, then everything I want to get done will get done today.
What about team? How important do you think it is to have the right team?
It's very important, because this is not like tennis, you know? This is a team sport. You got to have a lot of people in a lot of different areas to help you excel. You know, if I did not get to where I am by myself. A lot of people helped me. Eddie Murphy helped me. Arsenio Hall helped me, Robert Townsend helped me, Keenan Ivory Wayans helped me, Spike Lee helped me, Chris Rock helped me, Jamie Foxx helped me, Vivica Fox helped me, Halle Berry helped me, Stevie Wonder helped me, Luther Vandross helped me, Patti LaBelle helped me, Anita Baker helped me, George Duke helped me, Chucky Booker helped me, you know, you get the picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and that's cool that you shouted them out. And I'm gonna take you back in the day. Are you ready? I'm gonna take you really back in the day. And this is one of my favorite movies, Booty Call. Booty Call. You, Tamela Jones, Jamie Foxx, and Vivica Fox. Talk
funny
to us
movie.
About
I just saw it.
Yeah. Well, they're still playing it. And you know, Tamela's a good friend of mine. Tamela's a very good friend of mine.
Oh, I love Tamela, boy. That's my girl.
Yeah, and she's a total sweetheart. And so talk to us a little bit about the behind the scenes of that movie. I mean, would you say that was something that probably progressed your career a little bit more? Because, I mean, you were the lead star with some very big stars.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That movie came about right after In Living Color. And that was the first project that me and Jamie worked on outside of the television show. I'd never worked with Vivica nor Tamela. And it was ours to do what we needed to do with it. They gave us the script. The script needed a little bit of help. So we all pitched in to get that thing to exactly where we thought that thing should be. And I just saw it the night before last in El Paso, Texas, in a movie screen with an audience. And let me tell you, that thing is as good as the day we made it. Yes.
It's a hot movie, so if anybody hasn't seen it, I suggest you you can really go to YouTube and just go to Booty Call and watch it at this point. They're actually putting movies on YouTube now. How cool is that?
Oh, really?
For free. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, you can go on YouTube and they're putting full movies on YouTube. You know what I just watched was the dragon Leroy Dragon. The Last Dragon.
Yeah. They're remaking that as well.
Yeah, well, I actually know Rupert Hitzig, the executive producer of that, with Barry Gordy.
Oh, okay.
He was actually on my show. Yeah, and I told you know, I was watching that the other day after I met up with you, and I was like, dude, Tommy would be perfect for this. You know, the next remix. So we might have to connect some dots there. But man, you're a great actor. You're a great actor. I just got to tell you that, because, like, you know. You have your comedy thing on stage, but when you become that character in the role, it's very believable. Like, you know, like if I'll take Booty Call, for instance. You really portrayed yourself as Tamela Jones' your character. You know, the character you played, what was it, Brashin or something like that?
Rashawn.
Rashawn, yeah. Your character Rashawn that you played, you guys really made me think that you were in a relationship. And that's a major quality in an actor, to where you can absorb the listener, or I'm sorry, the viewer, the fan, you know, the fan, into the story. And what do you do to prepare when you do these projects? Is there any secret strategies that you do before auditions or preparing for a role?
Well, you got to find out, for me, you got to find out exactly what it is you're doing. You know? So once you read the script, you look at the character and start to find out what that character is like. And it's not just reading what's there. It's also asking the writer what the writer was thinking. And then it's also going to the director, asking the director, what does he think? You know, and then complimentary to the rest of the actors, you start to just kind of research what you're doing in the movie. And then once you've got that figured out, you can start to use your imagination and your creativity, I mean.
Okay, that's good advice, man. And what about music? Do you do anything with music? I'm going to start throwing a couple of the Twitter questions out there now. I got two questions. One is, are you doing anything with music, or are you just purely do the acting and the comedy?
Yeah, I'm actually just developing a lot of songs that feel good to me. I got a lot of musician friends who are really good producers and writers. So right now it's not on the front. It's not on the front page of what I'm doing. But it's in the shop, and I'm developing it. You know, I got a guy I love a lot, Frank McComb. You know, there's a lot of producers that I just really like that I've been working with. Larry Dunn of Earth, Wind & Fire, Gerald Albright, Eric Robeson. So these are some of the names that I'm getting involved with, Leon Silvers. So, you know, that stuff will come. It's... Trust me, I'm working on it every day. Every day. I had a song that came to me just day before yesterday, and I've been working on that one song for the last couple of days.
What's the name of that song? Give us a real sneak peek here.
Yeah. It's all here. You know, I want you, babe.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Earth, Wind & Fire, because we were just with Verdeen White at his house. We're shooting a show right now. And,
okay.
And yeah, and in fact,
he's another one of my good friends, man.
Well, we're really interconnected, man. We'll be talking on many many different tips, but you know, I really want to get the fans' questions out. You know, another question that they wanted to know. I'm kind of trying to go through the Twitter questions here. Oh, you worked with Jim Carrey, you worked with Jamie Foxx, you worked with a lot of major A-list celebrities like yourself. Are you still hanging out with them? Are you still friends with them? Are you still doing any projects with them?
Oh, yeah, how can I not be? I haven't worked with Jim in a while. I haven't worked with Jamie in a while. But, you know, we're all on this road. So, you know, as we go, I know that our roads are just going to connect eventually, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. And, you know, I have a special celebrity guest that's on as well. I want to introduce you to. She actually, her name is Jackie's Vida Loca. She's a comedian herself, and I really wanted to get the two comedians interacting with each other and see if she might have any questions. But she has a show on EZWay Broadcasting every Thursday, 3 p.m., called Jackie's Vida Loca, and it's a Latino show, funny as heck, and she's also an actor.
Nice.
So I'm going to bring her on really quick. Jackie's Vida Loca. Jackie Dollar, are you there?
Tommy, he did not tell me you were so cute. Are you sure you're not Latino?
Me,
I see some Latino
no.
in you, baby.
But I got some Latino influence, I'll say that.
I was going to say, because I'm looking at your picture right now as I sit here, and you know what I see? I see a little boy who's like bad, you know, just a little kid that's just all over the place having fun and playing tricks on people.
That would be me. that would definitely be me.
Well, you do voices, don't you?
Yeah, I do voices. I do plenty of voices. I'm full of voices.
Can you do Puerto Rican lady?
Of course I can do Puerto Rican.
Vamos, let's do Puerto Rican.
Yeah, the people that call me and they say to me, hey, don't do it. I say I'm going to do it anyway.
I say do it, baby. I say do what feels good.
I have to do it, and I have to do it. You know, there's a lot of hesitation. I have to do it.
I can do the gangster Puerto Rican. I can do.
Or
make
the people think something good. You know, make the people think something good.
Oh my God! No, you just sounded Cuban, honey. You just sounded like you're from Miami Beach.
Yeah, I kind of fluctuate between Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Cuba.
It's all the same.
All right.
That's so funny. Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Good luck, sweetie.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, I'm having the time of my life doing my show. You know, we're on every Thursday, and I work hard all week to get my act together, and then boom, it's on, it's live. We're ready to go. We got some great guests. It's fun. Do you know a guy named Rick Najera?
Yeah, of course I know Rick.
Yeah, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Ricky's like the Spielberg of the Latinos.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah,
he's alive, which is a good
thing. He's always doing something.
Yeah, he is. He is. He is a great guy. I really like him. You probably know him better than I do, but he was a guest on our show. But, yeah, we have a good time.
Yeah, I've known him for quite some time. He's quite a
now,
guy.
Tommy, the last show that Jackie Dollar did was a show about having a Latino pope. What is your opinion on having – we just got a brand-new pope. What is your opinion on that?
Well, we don't have to worry about that no more because I believe he's from Venezuela. Where he's from Argentina. Where is he from? The new
yeah, he's
Argentina,
from Buenos Aires. Yeah, he's from Argentina.
He's from where? Yeah, Argentina, see?
Argentina.
That's where all the soap operas come from in the video.
Yeah, well, and you know the Argentinians of all the Latinos are the most, the proudest of all, so now they're going to be completely out of control.
Yeah, I know. Now they're really going to get out of control.
We won't be able to stand them for very long.
Yeah, you don't have to have a standoff with all the Miami Cubans.
You know, I have a very unique story about Argentina. I did a commercial for Axe Body Spray. It was actually the first big TV thing I had a chance to do. And they flew me to Argentina. And this was the first time in my life I actually went out of the country. And everybody spoke Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish. It was a very interesting experience. Okay, that's my story.
But you know what, Eric? A lot of the Argentinians, they look like you because they have that Italian influence, that sort of blonde hair, blue eye Italian influence. So you look like an Argentinian Italian. That's what you look like.
Maybe that's why I booked the commercial.
That would take him right back to Cuba.
Now, you two are both actors, and you're established actors. You've been been in the game for a while. Would you say when a casting director books something, would you say a lot of it's based upon your looks?
Of course. This is Hollywood.
Yeah. I hate to admit it, but I definitely think they typecast. But you've got to have the good once you're in
there. You sound, yeah. If you look first, we'll get you in the room, but then what you do from there is up to you.
So that's probably why I booked that, because like you said, Jackie, is I have that Argentina-Italian look to me, and I got lucky. So,
well, that had to be it, because you don't smell or anything. You don't really need deodorant.
Well, you know, I rap, too. I freestyle rap, and the character was a rapper, and a limo actually splits in half, and I was walking out of, I was walking on a red carpet, and I'm with the girls, and the guy with the Axe body spray gets the girls, and they slam me into some rocks. And I'm just trying to kind of learn the acting world and how it works, like dissect it. So I try to ask you as many good questions as I can. But well, thank you, Jackie. I appreciate you coming on, and maybe we can get Tommy on your show sometime.
What was all that? Yeah, it was very nice. It was very nice meeting you, Tommy, and I do hope to speak with you again soon. You guys have a rocking good time. Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye.
All right, so Tommy, we appreciate you coming on Easy Way Broadcasting and Easy Talk and talking that Easy Talk with us. And, you know, do you have any, like, I want to go back in the day, before you were Tommy Davidson, when you were a kid. You know, how did it all start for you?
I actually used to it goes all the way back to me standing on the coffee table with a spoon and tinfoil on it, entertaining the people in the neighborhood. So I go way back.
How old were you when you...
I'll go back to 1968, 69. I was like 4 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been singing and doing this thing since I was like four, as far back as I can remember.
And how old were you when that first opportunity happened?
I think I was around 20 when I finally, you know, made a decision to move from Washington, D.C. and make the big move out to Hollywood.
And what was it like back then in Hollywood, in your eyes?
It was wide open. There was a lot of things that hadn't happened yet, you know. There hadn't been a full-fledged, you know, black comedy scene that exploded yet. You know, Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor were two of the names that were really kind of the names, you know. And the explosion happened sort of when I got there. You know, and a lot of comedians hit town around about the same time I did. Martin, Jamie Foxx, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Bernie Mac. You know, you think of the names, and that's when they came to town.
Mm, Yeah, I always bow my head when I hear. Yeah, I always bow my head when I hear Bernie Mac. Man, he was a legend, and so sad.
You was in Booty Call as well, man.
I know, and but they're in a better place watching down, but it's always tough when you see the legends go down. What about your do you have any health tips? What about how does a celebrity stay healthy?
Well, you know what? I keep moving. I eat right. I get a lot of rest. You know, I may not, you know, rest in conventional ways. You know, like if there's a couple hours during the day, I would just take a shower, get in the bed like it's the middle of the night, you know. Try to eat a lot of fresh foods if I can. You know, out on the road, it's kind of hard to stay with Taco Bell, you know.
And how much?
Got to hit that. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
And I've got to hit that gym as regular as I possibly can.
Yeah, and how much
whatever
would
you
say?
Whatever you do, if you spin or you jog or whatever you do, do it, you know, because everything counts. Like Bruce Lee said, even if there's a building and you got three floors, take the stairs. Just keep you in shape.
What was your favorite Bruce Lee movie? Are you a Bruce Lee fan?
Yeah, I think my favorite Bruce Lee movie was Chinese Connection.
Yeah, when he's got the operator look on and he's like undercover. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, he played a couple of characters in that movie.
Yeah, they actually play a piece of that in The Last Dragon when Leroy and the beautiful girl are watching the movie. How much would you say you're on the road, and how much would you say you live in a normal life?
I'm on the road every weekend, but I'm home every weekday. So I get home on Mondays through about Wednesday or Thursday. Then I'm back on the road, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I got a balance. I'm home enough and I'm on the road enough. I don't do either one of them a whole lot. I do them about the same.
That's cool. Do you mind if I ask you any family questions, or do you want to keep that more personal?
Sure.
Do you have any kids? Do you want to talk about your family life?
I have four kids. One's 6. I have one that's 17, about to go to 18. One 19, one 23.
That would make you 70? No, okay. You have a lot of.
Yeah, I have three stepkids, but they're all one. So I say I have 7 because I have three stepkids. But how can I call them my stepkids when I raised all of them? No.
Yeah, of course. And are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. And so you have a lot of things coming up in the works. And what's up for you for 2014? You know, 2013 sounds like you're... Go ahead.
2014, just looking to finally start one of these TV shows or one of these movies, you know, and even though I did Chocolate Sunday, I'm also looking forward to doing my own comedy special, which I haven't done in a while, and I think the time is finally coming for that.
Have you already been shooting the Tommy Davidson show and your own comedy special, or is that something in the works?
That's in the works. Everything I do is happening right now, as we speak.
So 2013 is the development, 2014 is the, you know, celebrate date, huh?
What's today's date?
Today's date is March 15, 2013.
All right, it's on like popcorn right now.
Okay. So what about dancing? I noticed you always got your moves up on stage. Do you talk to us about your dancing life?
Dancing, I can't officially say that I dance because dancers work really hard, and I'm only one man. But if I'm ever in a project where it's dance that I concentrate on, I can do it, you know. But dancing is like boxing. It's something that takes a lot of discipline, takes a lot of time, and I definitely need a project to be dancing on a regular basis because I don't have time to do it other than maybe in the club once in a while.
And so
dancing is a very refined, very specialized skill. Very few people could do it really, really good. I could do a lot of things really, really good as long as I have the time to focus on
it. Yeah, no, I agree. And so when you have a show, I mean, you got your show on Showtime now. When you have a show, like, you got to really put a lot of time and effort into the rehearsal. You know, talk to us about like the behind the scenes, the development of putting a show together.
Well, that's part of the whole deal. You know, that's why things take so long to get done. You know, it's, rehearsal is the funnest part because rehearsal is the show. So no matter what you're doing, TV show, movie, music, or whatever, the better you get to know what you're doing, the smoother and more beautiful it is when you actually perform it. So, like I heard Michael Jackson say on his movie, "This is it." You know, rehearsal is the most important part of performance.
Okay. Yeah. No, you know, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Now I ask all my guests this question. Talk to us about two or three of your best success stories that you feel like what's most accomplished in your life. And then also talk to us about the struggles it took to get to those success stories. And if you could be as real as possible, and you know, because it really helps the up-and-comers that are listening and are interested,
right.
And they want to hear the struggles that you've gone through.
Right. I think the first most important struggle for me was finding my place in the work world, you know, finding a way to earn a living and to be a law-abiding taxpaying citizen. And that took a lot, you know, to finally land a job where I can buy my own food, my own car, have my own shelter, buy my own clothes, just be totally self-sufficient. It took a good little minute to get that done. Luckily, I was able to do it by the time I was 19. So everything else was an option from that point on. That's why I always say, go out and get a job. You know, don't listen to these rappers, you know, about overnight success and trying to move keys and all that old cool. You know, go out there, find your job that you like. Go and be with a lot of people that earn a living. Find your niche and take it from there. You want to add entertainment onto that, then that ain't nothing but a plus. But entertainment, at the end of the day, is also a job. So that was one of the biggest accomplishments, to be able to earn a living, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my second biggest accomplishments was to make sure that my kids were taken care of, you know. So it's one thing having a child. It's another thing being able to raise them right, have them in the right schools. Most importantly, grow up in a neighborhood that's good for their social, their mental, their spiritual development. You know, and then set them on a path and a direction that's totally theirs, you know, where they can start to create and start to define their own direction. And that was the second one. And I think the third one is, like, maintaining my faith, you know, maintaining my faith, you know, the faith that everything is going to be okay no matter what.
Amen,
and that's one
man.
Of the main things that I've been focused on the most, you know.
Are you?
No matter what happens, no matter how much diversity comes my way, no matter how many failures happen, you know, along the way. I know that failures are only a result of a really good attempt, and it's only the beginning of the next road that you're going to take to success.
I love that. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a Tommy Cat tweet. I'm tweeting that right now. Say that again. I'm going to write it down. Okay. That's a great phrase.
I don't know if I say that again. Failure is only gives way to your next road to success. You know? I mean,
yeah.
You can't fail. The failure is not included when you don't try. Failure doesn't even come up as an option. So you only
exactly.
fail when you're trying to do something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't fail at nothing. Nothing's nothing.
I agree, man. Like, and I mean, I myself, you know, I've been doing this for about 10 years now, and it's like after 10 years, it seems to kind of start coming together, you know. And it's putting a lot of your dues in. I could just imagine how long you've been in the game and how long you've been putting your dues in, and you know what you're doing. And do you ever do showcases? Do you ever do like comedy showcases, anything like that? Do you ever like get together with people?
It's far and in between because I work a lot. When the opportunity, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, I'm always down for that.
Okay, seminars and workshops and stuff. And we might have to set something like that up with WTV or get you a column, you know, get you some sort of column where you can throw your stuff out there. You know, whatever advice you want, might want to do, or whatever things you're doing. We're gonna talk behind the scenes, man. But I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I know. Thank you so much for all the time that you've given us, and I know that you're really cool, man.
You got a great show going, man.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Would you mind saying, hey, it's Tommy Davidson, and I'm doing it the easy way, or you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, or giving us a quick shout-out before we let you go?
Uh-huh. Ready?
Yes, please.
Hey, this is Tommy Davidson. I'm doing it the easy way broadcast system, and you know that's right. Sometimes it's hard, but you can make it easy.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you, Tommy. Tommy Davidson, everybody. Tommy Davidson, making it happen, actor, comedian extraordinaire. And any producers out there, or anybody that might want to, you know, this show is all about connecting dots. You know, we're connecting dots the easy way, and I think we got some great insightful stuff. And I'm looking forward to sending you the stuff that we post from all the stuff that we've done together, and seeing what we can make happen in the future. And really appreciate your time, Tommy. Thank you for doing it the easy way. And any last closing remarks to your friends or family, your Twitter followers, anything?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for all the support over the years. And I will pay you back by bringing you a lot of beautiful stuff. So thank you.
All right, thank you, Tommy. And we will be bringing you back on, man. We'll be bringing you back on a lot of other platforms. This is going to be on the Washington Times. I'm going to do a column on you, and we're gonna put put a lot of cool stuff. We make it happen the easy way. I'm going to show you how that movement rolls. And tell your assistant I apologize for taking too much time, and I know your team is probably going to beat me up because they're like, only do 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, can't stop something when you start getting good, baby.
Exactly, bro. All right, well, have a great day. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll talk to you.
You got it.
All right, guys, that was Tommy Davidson. Tommy Davidson, man, in living color and booty calling, making it happen on Showtime and Disney. And, I mean, he's a legend, man, so we really appreciate him. And we're going to go ahead and grab another caller here. We got 805-9446. You're on Easy Talking, Easy Way Broadcasting. Go ahead and speak. 805-9446. Are you there? Sometimes they don't want to talk. But hey, guys, we're going to go ahead and pop on a quick commercial break. I hope you enjoyed that interview. We're doing it the easy way. Make sure you check out the column on Washington Times. And make sure you check actorsreporter.com because we're going to do some cool surprises and some cool things happening with that. And we'll be right back. Yes, sir.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easyzuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zuli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys, we're back. It's Easy Talk, and get ready for our next guest, man. Our next guest is a group called Ochoa Boys. Ochoa Boys, I met them through Shane Sparks, my man Shane Sparks, and Ochoa Boys, one of the group members is actually on Pair of Kings on Disney, and they have a really unique story. They're making it happen. They're popping. Google Ochoa Boys or Ochoa Brothers, and you'll see what's going on. We got a lot of cool footage. So we've had a caller on the line for a long time. We're going to go ahead and talk to them. We got a caller. We have a couple callers, but a couple people dropped. 347-3120. You're on the line.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Victoria. How are you doing?
I'm fine. My number changed again. But,
yeah, I can't keep up with you, girl.
I know, I'm all over the place, but yeah, I miss talking to you guys. You and Shay.
Yeah. Did you enjoy today's show?
Yes. What's his name?
The one that was just on.
Yeah, Tommy Davis. I remember him, and he looks just like the father from Proud Family.
He is the father from the Proud Family.
Yeah, I know, but I mean he actually resembles the character.
Oh, okay. Didn't notice that.
Yeah.
he's got another really cool animation coming out. But we're just giving all everybody that supports us, giving all that info and so I always want to hear your story. How's everything going with your agent and your moves and everything happening with you?
Well, you know, everything is taking its time, so yes. I guess I just got to be patient with it.
You know, girl, it takes a long, long, long time of patience. And like I said, I've been in this industry for about 10 years, and things are just starting to formulate and starting to happen. Don't get me wrong. You can have things happen quicker, but you got to, you know, just like Tommy said, you got to keep at it. You can't take no for an answer. You can't give up. You got to just keep doing it and keep doing it and really use social media to your advantage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, my Facebook is more, you know, up there. Because recently I spoke to Eminem, you know, Slim Shady.
You talked to Eminem?
Yeah, I spoke to Eminem on Facebook. He's doing a few tours, and he's got a new album dropping. Like, I asked some questions about that. So, you really opened up doors for me to actually talk to celebrities, which is really nice.
Well, I'm glad the Easy Way Movement can help you out. Next time you talk to Eminem, tell him I said what's up. And I'm his lookalike. I got people coming up to me at malls going, "Oh, it's Slim Shady." When I wear a beanie, I resemble him, and I'd love to interview him. So tell him to come on the show next time you talk to him.
Okay, sure, I got you. Oh, the lady from Tightrope.
Yeah, Yolanda.
If you could like tweet me her information.
Tightrope Mag. Hit them up. Tell them you're doing it the easy way, and that's what this movement's all about. When you do it the easy way, they understand. But we're gonna get into our next segment here. But I wanted to say hi, and we'll catch you next week. Feel free to stay and listen to the show. Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys. That was Victoria, one of our best loyal fans there. So we're gonna go ahead and call my man Gregory A. Lewis. He is actually one of our senior production manager, officer people, and he's going to tell you what's happening with WTV and what we have posting and what's coming up next and what you have to expect. And a lot of cool surprises, guys, so make sure you subscribe and just keep checking things out. And, you know, we're helping the celebrities interact with their fans, doing it the easy way, thewtv.com.
Your call cannot be completed as
that's
dialed.
That's not working.
Please
so let's
text
try this
the number
again.
And dial again. 0453.
So let's try this again. All right, yeah. I'm going to try this number again because my brain is not working. All right, 3. Can't tell you the number. Sorry, guys. You get mad at me. Let's see what we got here. See, we can get my man Gregory A. Lewis, T.I. Films. You ever hear a cute little girl that says T.I. Films? That's him. That's them. Is that Gregory?
Yes, it's the content king with the golden footage. What's going on, Easy?
There he is, Gregory, man, Mr. Gregory A. Lewis, the T.I. Films man with WTV Network. So my fans, my listeners, we just talked to Tommy Davidson, and it was
a
great interview, man. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy is one of the he's probably like one of the underrated talents in the industry today. I mean, he can act, he can do stand up. He just has a magnetic personality, and then when you get a chance to meet him, the humility that he has with him is, you know, unmatched. He's very down to earth and very approachable. So, real great guy, man. Real good guy.
I know we got some stuff coming up that the fans can watch. Why don't we tell them about it?
Absolutely. Eric, I just wanted to let you know that I have two parts of the Tommy Davis actual comedy show exclusive content that WTV was able to collect. And literally after the performance, I mean, from the impressions of Sammy Davis Jr. to Stevie Wonder to just you're gonna love the content. It was hilarious. I think I probably had to use a change of underwear after I got done with watching the performance and stuff. I remember just actually seeing it live, and I remember just how he had control of the audience, and it was just an awesome just performance, man. He's just an artist, man. So I needed to borrow my grandfather's Depends on that one. So and then also the Karen White. I have three interview. I have actually two performances. I have one where it's a combination of Karen White, R&B legend, along with Johnny Gill, another R&B legend in his own right with New Edition back in the day, and singing their old classics, but also singing some new classics too as well. I have one exclusive full performance of Karen White. I also have an exclusive full performance with Johnny Gill. Like, literally, the only thing I didn't see with that performance with Johnny Gill was, you know, panties flying in the air. That's probably the only thing. The humidity in the room definitely went up.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I wish I had that charisma and that effect. So I have that. But also what happened this week where we was exclusively in Bernine White's mansion. Man, dude, from Earth, Wind & Fire, if people don't know who that is. Earth, Wind & Fire is probably the reason why, you know, you're even talking to me on the phone right now, Easy. Honestly. So we got I have an interview that you conducted with Verdine White, the younger brother of Maurice White, the founder of Earth, Wind & Fire, and that was a great interview too as well. That's also in the queue. All these videos right now are just pending, just need your approval, and then, you know, they're good to go. What's coming up next, so that, you know, the fans can definitely check it out on WTV Networks, is going to be the behind the scenes cameo that you did with the music video that we shot, where we had all, you know, from Shane Sparks to Gabriel Cannon, Cannon's brother, that overall behind the scenes footage, but also Stacey Jackson, new single Pointing Fingers, that is almost at like 300,000 on YouTube. And she's a Canadian singer, and she's getting a lot of attention. She did a collaboration with Snoop Dogg, and that video alone has like over 300,000 hits, you know. So it's going to be pretty crazy. I mean, the content is just keeps flowing in. It keeps coming in. He's coming in. The thing that I need to speak out to your listeners and anyone that has a background with video production alongside of editing, graphic design, photography, please reach out to me at Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Lewis@TEYEFILMS, TIFILMS.TV. And just let me know what your skill level is. Just reach out to me. And then also just to Twitter, you know, @TIFILMS. So there's some other unraveling things. I'm working with the Kevin T. Robinson Show. They have a couple of interviews that's going to be powered by WTV, and the content that they're working on is Reverend Run and Tyrese interview alongside of Keith Sweat that's going to be on WTV too as well. So I'm double dipping. I'm going on the East Coast and the West Coast, so WTV is blowing up.
That sounds great. That sounds like a lot of fun. So you guys make sure you subscribe and check out and keep up with WTV Networks on YouTube and the WTV.com, and this has been TI Films 411. That's going to be my new segment for you, Gregory. That's what we're going to call TI Films 411.
I appreciate that. And if you hear that that young voice, young girl's voice, that's my niece saying TI Films is in the building. We don't ask, we take over. So, Eric, once again, appreciate you so much, man. Dog, that experience alone, like, what was your thoughts with the interview today?
Oh man, it was just really, yeah, it didn't feel like an interview. It felt like we were just kind of talking. You know, I know Tommy seeing him a couple different times, and I mean, it really gave some good insightful advice. And I appreciate that he's not like, you know, when you ask him questions like, you know, can you talk about some of your struggles that you've gone through, and they don't go, oh yeah, you know, you have hard times, and they kind of like brush it off. He really got into some actual struggles that he's talked about, and hopefully that can relate to some people and give them some inspiration. And when they feel like they're down and they want to stop, you know, because that's what this show is. It's a very inspirational, motivational show, and you know, we got a lot of information. I think we got a couple exclusives and leaks and sneak peeks on many different occasions. And I think, yeah, when we do our column in the Washington Times and Actors Reporter and Fan TV Global Network and you know, it's Rock This Magazine and all the stuff that we're going to do, I think that the fans, the readers, are really going to enjoy what he had to say. And I have a feeling that me and Tommy are going to really get together on a friendship tip, but also a producer tip, and make some, you know, make some magic happen the easy way. That's what I think.
You know, I totally believe that. I think Tommy definitely has a strong business IQ, and of course, you know, talking to you two as well, you have a strong business IQ. So I'm just excited just to be a part of the team, and you know, we already know that this is powered by WTV Network. So I look forward to just bringing out some more content down the line, and this is a fun process. So Eric, man, appreciate your time, man.
If you could come up with a little small, at the last minute, freestyle, little rap, little theme song, you know, what would that be? All right, I won't do it. Do you want to play the game?
No, I can't play the game because I you know, I don't know if you have the bleep button and stuff. You know, it's gonna be a little bit on the vulgar side, so I don't want to do that. But yeah, so Eric, once again, brother, I appreciate you so much, man. So are you gonna freestyle, man?
I'm gonna play a game with my listeners. I'm gonna turn this up a little bit, and I'm gonna play it for 10 seconds. And the game is, who is this?
So say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside. Yeah, I don't wanna make you hide anything.
If you can call us up at 914-338-1303 and tell me who that is, you get a free interview. Thanks for hanging out with us, Gregory. Great insightful information. We're looking forward to seeing those awesome episodes and those interviews coming up. And TI Films, man, make sure you guys check it out and you follow TI Films. The letter T.
Yeah.
E-Y-E Films.
Thank you so much,
Eric. We appreciate you, brother. Okay.
All right, bro. You are. Take care, man. All right. Peace.
Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, guys. That's how we do it. We keep it popping, we keep it moving, we keep it grooving. And we got Shane Sparks with Planet Dance coming up next. Actually, tomorrow. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Planet Dance. Don't miss it. He told me about what he's going to be doing. I can't tell you. It's got to be a surprise, but it's going to be pretty interesting. It's definitely going to be pretty hot. So I'm going to text somebody and see if I can get them on as another quick surprise. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and pop a beat on by a beat and music, I believe it is, by Mo Egger. Mo Egger, he does our show on Tuesdays. Oh, that was it. That was music. Oops. This is from Mo Egger. excuse me, guys. I apologize. This is from Mo Egger with Mo Egger Productions, moegger.com. He has a show, Sports and Music with Mo Egger, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Keep my diamond shine. ain't got time to talk it. But give them way, love my haters, man, you know what it is. This is me, the one and only Lil Miss.
And Malaga's voice changed. I think he's been sucking on too many helium when he's been doing his tracks. No, I'm kidding, guys. That obviously isn't Malaga. I just said that incorrectly. But that's a pretty cool song, This Is Me. We're going to go ahead and pop on something else we got here. This is called Goodies by Katrina. It's all about
Goodies and my girl.
Broadcasting. That's how we do it the easy way, and we'll be back next week with a really cool guest. They are Disney stars, Ochoa. They're called Ochoa Boys, and it's going to be a really cool show, so don't miss it. Next week, Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Eric Easy Zuli, HollywoodItGuy.com for more information, and make sure to check out and read all the columns. See ya and hear ya and listen to ya next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter, @EricZuli, and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.